This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Across Texas and the country, many campuses now conduct active shooter drills. Because school shootings are often perpetrated by students at those schools, some raise a potential concern. Do the drills give potential shooters too much inside information? Schools conduct all kinds of safety drills. Beginning in the 1950s, triggered by the threat of nuclear explosion, Bert the cartoon turtle taught kids to
yup, and cover. Yup, and cover.
Drills are designed to enhance safety. What if they do the opposite? Texas Governor Greg Abbott implied that last month when he introduced his school and firearm safety plan.
As a teacher explained to me, she said that when the fire alarms went off in Santa Fe, it compelled teachers and students to react the way they were trained, and that is to exit the classroom, go into the hallway, and try to exit the school. Well, as soon as they went into the hallway, they encountered gunfire from the shooter.
In several school shootings across the country, student shooters pulled fire alarms to create panic and send victims from the classroom into their gunfire. In other words, they took advantage of their fire drill knowledge.
Are we to not have fire drills anymore? No, of course not.
Patrick Patterson is a criminal justice professor at Eastfield College in Mesquite, and he says schools should also continue conducting active shooter drills.
But it's really the nature of the beast, and we're hoping that a lot of times these active shooters don't think that far in ahead, you know, in advance to say, well, we're going to do it this way because we know exactly where they're going to go.
Alex Picaro says school shooters often don't think that far ahead. He's a criminology professor at the University of Texas at Dallas.
My sense is that an individual who wants to wreak harm and havoc on a school or wants to wreak harm and havoc in a shopping mall or a movie theater, that individual has a certain train of thought and wants to do something, and they were going to do it regardless of the knowledge of the drills or non-drills.
DeCaro says there is a way to find out what advantage, if any, shooters get from active shooter drills. Ask them.
There is no research that documents a level of detail asking shooters whether they have sought out particular targets because they have had certain kinds of drills or not certain kinds of drills.
With little or no research, elected officials, educators, and law enforcement are trying out the best new, if untested, safety ideas. Governor Abbott's plan offered the option of an active shooter alarm, different from other school alarms.
And so there needs to be a way to distinguish from a fire alarm, which compels one strategy, which is to exit schools, and then a different type of alarm system for an active shooter situation in which most schools train, that you find ways to bunker down into your classroom.
Dallas School District Superintendent Michaelina Hosa likes that idea.
It has a different tone, a different duration, alerts everybody, okay, this is where we're going now. Of course, all of our people need to get trained on that, which takes a little bit of time, but that's something that's very doable that shouldn't be too expensive for us to pull off.
Still, this is just one of many ideas. Even if schools install a shooter alarm, that won't stop a future school shooter from pulling a fire alarm anyway. Abbott says his plan is only a starting point and a spark to launch more conversations to improve school safety across the state. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.